Henderson State, that's it, but in Arkadelphia?
Yeah, that's right.
You were talking about your mother's father. Do you have any idea if he was an educated man?
I don't.
Just don't know.
And I know one of his sons stayed in Sweden and taught school. I remember that about
him. I see. Did you know him?
No, I didn't. No. In fact, he died before he ever came over, before he had a chance to come over.
I see. What about his wife? Did you know her?
Didn't.
Was she born in Sweden too?
I'm sure she was.
Do you know anything about her?
Not
a thing.
No.
Probably think that she was a housewife.
I would imagine, yeah.
What about your other grandparents? Did you know them?
Yes.
Were they from this part of the country?
No, they were from Atlanta.
Both of them? Mm-hmm. Grandfather and grandmother born in Atlanta?
I see. Yeah, yes. My great-grandfather came to this section of the country along about 1850. And he settled down in Lambertine. But he didn't stay there very long. He moved on over to near Camden. And he stayed there until his wife passed away, and probably, I've been trying to locate his grave. I haven't been able to. He was in the Confederate Army. That I've been particularly interested because one of the battles of Civil War was fought here. This Battle of Moscow was fought back here.
Is that right?
And I've always been anxious to know if he was in that battle.
Right. That would be interesting to find that out.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it?
But I haven't had any success so far.
Mm. You mentioned you almost said Confederate War a minute ago. Do people ever call it that?
No, not. Just
slip of the tongue.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard it called anything besides the Civil War in this part of the country?
There's war between the states. That's all I've ever heard.
Have you ever run across anybody who called it the War of Northern Aggression?
Don't believe I have.
Was your grandfather Whitten a farmer or?
Yeah, farmer and shoemaker.
Is that right?
Yeah. My great grandfather was from Holland, and he was an apprentice to some shoemaker in Holland, made wooden shoes. And when he finished his time, well, he slipped on board a ship and worked his way to the United States. When he got over here to make shoes, he was up against the proposition. He knew how to make wooden shoes. But he didn't know where wooden shoes in the United States.
Really?
So he had to, I guess his training and all gave him a background enough to where he adapted to making leather shoes.
Right. Well, it's either adapt or change the taste of the community.